More than 50 people have been killed and many others wounded in a car bomb attack in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Local officials say the bomb went off at a market in Baghdad's Shia-populated Sadr city. The death toll is expected to rise. A Russian center which traces Syria's ceasefire conditions says foreign-backed militants have breached the truce in two provinces. The Russian coordination center says the militants fired mortar shells on a village in Latakia province. They also attacked the Al-Zahra neighborhood in the northern city of Aleppo. Israeli forces have opened fire on Palestinians in a town north of Jerusalem, Aleppo, injuring two teenagers, one critically. Israeli troops attacked civilians with live ammunition as well as rubber bullets and tear gas. The Palestinians were protesting the Israeli army's storming of the town of Kafr. China has denounced U.S. Navy patrols in the South China Sea as provocative actions that uncover Washington's designs to create chaos in the region. The Chinese Defense Ministry says it will boost defense capabilities of the islands it controls in the face of U.S. Navy patrols. An advisor to the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says that Tehran needs no one's permission in order to defend itself. Ali Akbar Velayati's comment comes in response to a U.S. official who has said Iran's missile program is in violation of a U.N. Security Council resolution. U.S. presidential hopefuls Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have won Republican and Democratic primaries in the state of West Virginia. Trump has also won the Nebraska Republican primary with 36 delegates at stake on the Democratic side. Despite Sanders' victory, the gap between him and frontrunner Hillary Clinton is wide. And a report by the Norwegian Refugee Council says the number of internally displaced people by wars and violence topped 40 million in 2015. According to the report, there were more than 8 million fresh cases of people fleeing within their war-hit countries worldwide.